Welcome back, people. It is episode 6 of season 6 in 2026. Devil. Got a fair amount to get into today. Before we do, like, follow, and subscribe. We got strange and unusual topics about sport owners doing nefarious things on islands. We got some NBA trade deadline talk. Vince, you should do that. And some MLB Hall of Fame discussions. We have the Super Bowl preview. Some coaches are getting hired. It's the Taxi Squad Podcast.
Come on, everybody, celebrate. The Taxi Squad is here today. So lose the blues, kick back and relax for now. We talk about sports and stupid stuff. So you're probably wrong and it might be rough. So welcome back. It's the Taxi Squad. Yeah.
Vince!
Whoa!
Tell me all about the treads.
The treads? There's lots of treads going on.
Lots of treads.
Dude, it's,
there's so many treads. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here, Colin Sexton? What are you doing here? Dude, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but this is like the least eventful Super Bowl week that I can think of. I feel like nothing's been happening in. I don't care about the media. They kind of destroyed that the last couple of years. I kind of haven't been following much of anything going on there. I'm not that jacked about the teams playing. It's kind of all just like whatever.
Yeah.
Is it the same for you or is it just me?
It's this very odd time of year where I find myself sitting on the couch and I'm watching the Westminster Dog Show for the past two nights. Because there's nothing on.
It's and I'm not like that time of year.
In the words of Frank Sinatra, it is that time of year, Vince. And I'm just to a point now where I'm just like, you know what? Give me all the dogs. I'm a big dog guy. I like
dogs. I'm fine with dogs. I'm watching the dogs. We're getting into, we had a slight conversation about slowly getting into college basketball. Right now is
not there yet.
Right now is we're in the talking stages.
Yeah, we're like talking. Yeah. You know, we're like in that phase of like, all right, I kind of miss you. It's like an old girlfriend.
I'm still afraid she's going to steal something from my house if I have her over, you know?
Yeah. Or she's just going to get a little too clingy again and ask like, what are we? And you're just like, of course you're going to hit it and quit it.
Yeah. Well, I'll have you if you're on, but I'm not going to, it's not appointment television, you know?
Right. Yeah. I'll have you through March, and then after March Madness is over, it's love on the weekend, and then, you know, something about Olivia, I'm out.
Yeah.
John Mayer song, by the way.
All day, just going to plant, just got me to the edge of desire, and then I leave. That's really what it is.
Right, you know, there's only so many room for squares.
Yeah. That one was forced. I'm going to go hang out with my daughters that I don't have. No, but usually, like, every year, like, I'm like, oh, cool, do all the conversations before. But it's like the one storyline, I guess, is that it's the rematch of the Marshawn Lynch. They threw it instead of ran it, and – that's about all I got. Sammy D's fun. The Patriots are like, whatever. No one's that jacked that they're back into it. It's like, you know, New World Order is the same as the old, you know?
Yeah, this is we discussed it last week, NFC teams, AFC teams over the past 10 years, like who's been in the Super Bowl. It's been a lot of the same teams. So you wish there was a little bit of parity there, but minus like the Bengals and the Rams.
Yeah,
it's really been like the same five teams.
Well, yeah, because you got like the Niners and like you got all their, you know, the Eagles and but like AFC, it's been three teams. And without the Bengals, it's been two teams. It's like really insane. It's just the Chiefs and the Patriots except for one year. It's really dumb. It's really dumb. But whatever, I'll be watching. I'm excited for Bad Bunny. That'll be fun.
Oh, the Bad Bunny?
Yeah, we're gonna listen to Bad Bunny in the middle of it. And then the commercials I don't give a shite about either. So it's kind of just like whatever.
There's gonna be that one commercial that's a tearjerker.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's gonna be like Duncan with Affleck and Damon. It's gonna be like, oh, I love my Duncan. You're like, all right, that's fun. And then maybe the Dr. Pepper baby, it's good and nice. Sure, that's on the way too.
She's got it dialed.
That was the best jingle I've heard in a long time. When I heard it, I was like, this is genius. And also, I wish I would have thought about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Yeah,
not I.
You don't know.
I don't know. You don't know.
But you don't.
But to your point, we're just waiting until St. Patrick's Day.
The world to change. No, it was right there, dude. It was right there, dude.
I forced St. Patrick's Day. But yes, we are also waiting on the world to change.
Yes.
Just waiting.
Waiting.
Waiting on the world to change. Juan Mayor would like to politely call out Juan Mayor. We have interacted with him before.
Maybe the best Instagram follow ever. Maybe the best.
Watch out, they need to go out there.
Or is it always
in the tub?
Juan Mayor. We have quite a strange and unusual about some perverts, dude. And it didn't surprise me that much, but it surprised me a little bit. Because the Epstein files are coming out more and more.
I've gone down a rabbit hole, and I am Alex Jonesing hardcore this week. Mm-hmm. They are eating the babies and drinking the baby blood.
They are.
It is kind of very odd how many times, if you go through these documents.
Bless you.
It's the truth. How many times pizza is mentioned and grape soda is mentioned, and those are all slang terms used in odd communities that don't do nice things to children.
That I didn't know. I'd
like to point that out to a lot of you. Yeah. So in case you haven't gone that side of the internet, that's like a thing.
Okay, I heard that.
Pizza's referenced a lot of things. Onic deities are referenced a couple different times that are also known to be a part of sacrificing children and small children. There is a lot of references with some very powerful people saying, oh, it was great to see that pizza in that position last night. I wonder what that means. So it is wild. Amongst big names that are on these Epstein files, if you look at people like Bill Gates and Donald Trump and George Bannon and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and you name it. They got it. Jay-Z and Beyonce is also on that list. Chris Tucker, Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney.
I would like to add the caveat that just because they're alleged on it doesn't mean they were doing it, right? You know, there's levels to it. You can't just assume everybody that went to McDonald's is like playing in the playpen, you know? It's like.
True. Yeah. I'm not saying, but I'm going to say out of all those names, I'm not saying all those people were there for the awesome island views.
Right.
And then there's also a very odd connection with the Island Boys.
Yeah, dude, I saw that too. I don't know how much I dig into that, but
their father allegedly was a part of this whole trafficking ring.
Gross.
But
this is about Jeffrey Epp, by the way, in case people haven't caught on.
Yeah, this is about Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, who some believe may have died. In prison, a lot of people, there's also reports stating that there's also some videos of him being exited out of that prison. Yes, I still think he's alive. To give that some clarity, I was actually in St. Thomas 2 years ago now.
You were on him too, huh?
Yeah. So
it's a weird way to incriminate yourself, Mike. Weird way to incriminate yourself.
When we went on our catamaran and they dropped anchor and they're like, to your left is that notorious island you all heard about. Yeah. There are new owners of the island, but nobody knows who purchased it.
Yeah, you'd have to sage that whole island.
He's back on that island.
He could be. Protect the bad people.
I have some thoughts and theories. I think he is a Mossad agent for the Israeli intelligence agency.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Tinfoil hat. And I think he has so much dirt on so many people that they had no choice but to make sure that man stays alive.
I can see that.
He, by the way, is a true sex offender. And some of the heinous crimes he committed, he only got 6 months of house arrest. Yes.
Yes, he is a true sex offender. Truly.
He is. He is. Where some people were getting 20 years for the same crimes he committed, he got 6 months of house arrest.
Yep. And Grant, and they all should get 20 years plus. That's just what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's unfair for the other people, but he should get it as well.
I'm sorry. If you diddle kids, you should be castrated.
Die. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just cut the thing off.
Or chemically castrate them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that, too. I agree.
You in prison, after that point, you are chemically castrated, so you can never do that to another child ever again.
Agreed. And one sports figures are not on these.
Hey, I'm getting there, Vince. Okay. I got to go down the rabbit hole first.
Okay, keep going.
So as I've gone down more and more of the baby-eating rabbit hole, and they're drinking blood out of the children, there's a lot of very, very big people in power. And if you thought for a second that you voted for others, you don't. They're positioned.
No.
I'm sorry. And this kind of brings all of that to the forefront. I would like all of us to believe that in this dimension we are so living in, this shit is real. And all those conspiracy theories aren't so much of a conspiracy anymore if you do enough homework into 3.5 million pages of these documents, which is truly insane.
That is insane.
How does it relate to sports, some of you want to know? Well, I'll tell you. There's about, six predominant NFL and NBA and professional sports owners on this
list. F1, yeah.
Steve Tisch, co-owner and chairman.
Most notably Steve Tisch, because he's got some shit in there, dude. He's got some shit in there.
Most notably Steve Tisch. Shout out to Richard. Show the financier appearing to connect a producer with women for dates. Tisch's messages to Epstein include lines like, is she fun? And is my present in NYC? After Epstein described one woman, a Tahitian speaks most French exotic.
Tahitian?
Yes. Working girl. Tahitian. Working girl, he asked. One of the emails sent by Tisch said he was in an NFL meeting. Tisch admitted Friday night that he and Epstein had a brief association. And we exchanged emails about adult women. I love how they have to specify to say they're at.
They have to, for sure. Tisch's connections are from emails, not criminal charges. Public documents focus on communications and social introductions, not evidence of illegal activity. Okay.
It's like that scene in Chappelle's show. It's be like, oil.
yeah. And
oil, bitch, you cooking? Yeah, let's get out of here. Knocks the water down, runs out of the room.
Yep.
Casey Wasserman, chairman of LA28, the agency executive, sent messages at times highly flirtatious with Ghislaine Maxwell in 2003 about real estate massages. Mm. Discussing the massage, Maxwell said there are a few spots that apparently drive a man wild and offered to practice them on him.
Ooh.
He Robert later Kraft said type his desires include you, me, and not else much. In a statement on Saturday, Wasserman said, I deeply regret my correspondence with Ghislaine Maxwell. That happened long before her horrific crimes came to
light. Well, I was going to say, that being said, he can say that to her. She's well of age.
Yeah, she's one of them. Ghislaine Maxwell, I don't know if you know this, her dad actually was the owner of all the textbooks that were in major U.S. schools for 30 plus years.
Them scholastics, though.
Mm-hmm. So all those history books, real things happen, by the way. So there's Casey Wasserman. Todd Boehly, owner of Chelsea and part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers and Lakers, it appeared to show Boehly had two meetings with Epstein in 2011. Okay. List goes on. Paul Allen, late owner of the Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers and part owner of the Seattle Sounders. Craziness. Josh Harris, co-owner of the Washington Commanders and Philadelphia 76ers, Jersey Devils and Crystal Palace and new WNBA franchise in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Emails between Harris and Epstein's assistants, occasionally the two men directly, show Epstein's repeated attempts to schedule an invite for Harris to meetings. Harris mostly dodged those meetings, but did attend one breakfast meeting. Yep. So he's kind of on the fringe.
Yeah.
David Tepper, Carolina Panther. Tepper crops up twice in Epstein's inbox with a redacted sender calling the Panthers owner very smart and very funny in an email to Epstein. And another man asking Epstein if he knew Tepper.
Proving to be neither. Proving to be neither, that guy. The worst.
Stephen Ross, who doesn't know who he hires, the NFL owner and real estate mogul, is mentioned several times as a friend of Andrew Farkas, the billionaire real estate developer with whom Epstein co-owned a marina in the U.S. Virgin Islands in 2009. Epstein asked Farkas where he was, to which Farkas responded, "I'm at the Dolphins chess game with Steve Ross." Several emails to Ross and Epstein were conversed in early 2010. Epstein seemed curious about it to ask and connect with someone regarding Steve Ross and the related group and a very interesting investment. So it seems like this guy was trying to 10X all the time, the best way I know how. But this list goes on. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Bannon sent Epstein an email about Kraft's day spa charges, which were later dropped, which Epstein responded 90% inaccurate. Wow, he's okay. Epstein also said in a text, "You need to know about a past issue with Kraft that may come to light." Kraft hired Florida lawyer Jack Goldberger, who was part of Epstein's legal defense team after he was first charged in 2006 in his 2019 prostitution case. Crazy.
He has a lot of people in here. This is why I gave the caveat earlier, because some people are way more incriminated than others.
Well,
Steve Tisch, dude, he was up to some shit. He had to be. All the stuff I read, I'm like, oh my God. Enough so that the Giants are like, we're looking into this because we can't have this on our books. Like, that's – we knew the nature of the things that were going on. We're probably never going to get a full truth on it, but God damn if he's not connected, Mike. God damn if he's not connected.
Dan Snyder, former owner of the Washington Commanders. So now we have two Commanders owners on this list.
Yeah, I didn't read anything that he did bad with him, though. And I want him to be bad because he's the worst.
A helicopter flight is approved that the sender believes is tied to the football owner. He's featured in 2016 emails being moved from dinner and preview to preview only for an event, whatever that means. Snyder is also mentioned in a 2020 email about an inquiry from a TMZ reporter about a rumor for Snyder's arrest in connection with the Epstein-Maxwell investigation, to which an unknown personal responds, "Insane." Are also blank pages with letterhead from former team executive John Kowalski, who, according to his LinkedIn, worked for the team in 2012 and 2015. Okay. Ron Burkle, part owner of the Penguins, former majority and former founder of the NWSL Wave, has ties to Epstein Circle date back years and was named in an Epstein lawsuit unsealed in 2024. Burkle is listed in a lawsuit as many of people, including Trump, who had knowledge of Epstein's sexual desire for minors. An FBI tip in the documents from 2020 encourages investigating Burkle. Fucked up.
Gross.
There's a photo of Burkle, Epstein, and Bill Clinton. Okay.
Oh, Ziggy yeah.
Wolf. Ziggy Wolf, owner of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
Wanted to buy Epstein's home in Paris. That's really not incriminating.
Right. That's just a man trying to purchase some property.
Allegedly, Sammy Sosa is mentioned as having attended a party at a castle in the Hamptons in the mid-2000s that was also attended by Epstein and Donald Trump, but that's just hearsay. So
that's what I was – I mean, all of this, a lot of it. But some – dude, when it's written down in an email, you're like, well, that's what I'm saying.
How much of it is ruthless business owners trying to gain another investor for whatever they're trying to do? And then how much of it is these guys are nefarious dogs trying to
– it's got to be 90-10. He was working. All of this is not going to be about that. He doesn't have an email that's just like grossperverts@gmail.com. It's like, send them all to here if you're trying to be a gross pervert. Like, you know, it's mixed in with all the other disgustingness.
Well, a lot of why I believe – Epstein was a part of some sort of intelligence agency, either CIA or some other intelligence agency. It was all the hidden cameras in these properties.
Nasty man.
How many of these people was he putting in prone positions with minors? Did they know they were minors? Chances are maybe not.
I would, yeah.
But
I don't know.
You put powerful people in very difficult predicaments. Now you have power over them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now you get them to do what you want them to do. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay the piper.
Right.
So there's a lot of incriminating things here. And then what's just weird about all these things, the temple, very weird. The odd references to pizza and cherry or grape soda. Very.
Yeah. I mean, that's news to me right now.
A lot of references to that in these documents. And then there's also a lot of reference to just, I mean, of course, money.
And right.
A lot of money changes hand and investments. And
a lot of money's going through him and a lot of money's gone from him. In many different ways. That's a known right. commodity. I mean, he was managing money for a lot of people. So that'll happen. And then also disgusting, but nasty,
how does
things
the
will happen.
Math professor get into this? You know, it's like his money and his fortune.
That's the thing. I don't understand the connection between that kind of stuff.
It's like I said, he was working for somebody doing something. And then you think about like all the pictures that he had made or paintings he had made, like George W. Bush with the Jenga towers and the paper yeah. plane. There's also a painting done of George Clinton in a blue dress.
Bill? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Google it.
Okay.
Google it. Bring it up on screen if you want. Bill Clinton Epstein blue dress. It exists, and they were all found in his home in New York. So once again, weirdo. Just incriminating things.
Oh, what the fuck is this? What are we doing?
Show them. Show the masses.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that was found in his home.
That's craziness. Wild. That's yeah. so wild.
So. There's a lot of things here. He had a lot of dirt on a lot of different people.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's Mike's Epstein rabbit hole.
I need the not that one. Glockenspiel. That's a conspiracy hour.
The more you know.
This podcast.
Oh, we haven't gone down into a really good conspiracy for a really
it's
long
been a
time.
While. It's
and
been
I'm
a
happy
while.
We got the opportunity to do that. Okay. If you're here this long and you're curious to know more about the Epstein files and you'd either that or just want to give us your own theories, 312-725-2107, or maybe you just got a silly little sports take.
I was going to say, I don't know if I want to be like the number one podcast for the Epstein files.
They were drinking the baby blood. Robert was like, Kraft was getting handies on an island.
I was like, you can make your own as like a side project if you want. I'm not going to dig
David
that deep
Tepper's
into it.
David Tepper's kind of funny, but not that funny.
He's the worst. Take that hat off when he talks to me. Who are
why,
you?
Why were they all like using this guy as like a madam, you know? I don't get it.
Who? David Tepper?
No, Epstein.
Oh, because like, he could? I don't know.
I'm like, you make that much money. Can't you get like any high class escort you want?
Probably. But they're not Probably. Toddlers like they want it, so... Nasty asses.
Fucking
gross, weird. Nasty asses, dude.
Nasty ass. Well, Vince, there's a trade. Oh, baseball.
Let's one thing. The one thing. I don't know why. Hall of Fame. It's Hall of Fame talk, this whole pod. Hall of Fame for the MLB. They do this now on Super Bowl week for some reason. I've never understood it. Carlos Beltran, who we talked about last week, Andrew Jones, famous White Sox outfielder Andrew Jones, and Jeff Kent all make the MLB Hall of Fame, clearly omitting yet again Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, all the guys that brought the sport back. They said, fuck it.
I don't know. I don't understand a lot of the writers. We discussed the writers a couple weeks ago. Those guys made baseball fun and exciting. I don't care yep. what you say. Barry Bonds maybe got like three hittable pitches a night, and all of them were nukes.
Yeah.
So
swap them out, clear house, dude. What are we doing? But that being said, Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, and Jeff Kent should be in the Hall of Fame. So happy for them. But like, what
do you know? Jeff Kent allegedly. Jeff Kent, by the way, one of the best power hitting second basemen ever played the game,
and former Survivor contestant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If you actually want to watch a fun movie about that kind of thing, look up Send Help. Go watch that movie. Fun.
Is Jeff Kent in it?
No, Rachel McAdams is in it, and she's not playing much of a Streisand.
Oh, the new one.
Zenu is right.
Oui, yes. Oui.
Yes. So, as I look at this, Jeff Kent, most notably, hated Barry Bonds. Like, fucking hated.
Yeah, that is most notably. That was a big thing, yeah.
Like, everybody said, though, Barry Bonds was, and still kind of is, this coach of a turd.
Sure he is. I would be, too, if I was that good at what I was fucking doing.
Yeah, I guess he's been that way since he was at ASU. I guess that's kind of been the play, so.
Michael Jordan wasn't nice.
But Michael Jordan was a good teammate. There's a difference.
Jeff Kemp. He did hook Steve Kerr in the face.
Those guys won a bunch of championships.
I know. I'm with you, but it's a different sport. You know, if Barry Bonds was dominating to his level in the NBA, you probably would have a chip. You can't do that if you're a DH or a left fielder, you know? Mm-hmm. Baseball's different.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But then again, I mean, camaraderie in sports is a thing. So, I mean, say what you want.
Wholeheartedly. But again, like, I don't know. The Giants got close, but regardless, Barry Bonds deserves to be in the Hall of Fame before Jeff Kent is. Regardless. Like, that's just true.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that statement. That's why you just take it with a grain of salt. Roger Clemens, one of the best pitchers to ever do it. He's not getting his roses either. So one day there'll be a magic wand, but that magic wand hasn't occurred. Got the World Baseball Classic.
They must die first is what needs to happen.
They got to die. You know, but everybody's like, well, Carlos Beltran deserves it. Does Carlos Beltran deserve it? He was on a cheating roster.
Right. If we're going to go, like, don't be – but he got in as a player. So does that count? Because he was a coach on that team.
Okay. Still knew what was going on.
That's what I'm just saying. You know, is there differences?
Who knows how long it was going on.
Because what, he was the coach of the Mets, or was supposed to be the coach of the Mets, and then that all got canned after all that cheating? That was the whole thing. But, you know.
Yeah.
Cheating in baseball is as old as the game itself. So, call it what it is.
Cheating in any sport is as old as the game itself, yeah. You know?
Call it what it is, man. But we have stuff going on right now, for players right now, Mike. And it's NBA.
What are you
going
to do?
It's NBA trade deadline, dude. What are you going to do? Some guys got to go. Some guys got to stay. And I would like to say that I am proud of the Chicago Bulls.
I have no idea what they're doing.
This is the first bit of pride that I've ever had. You know what they're doing, Mike, is something different. And we haven't seen this in a long time. They do the same shit and try to go 500 forever, and they say, screw it. We've been talking about getting rid of Vucevic for 2 straight years. It's happened. He's a Boston Celtic. Bulls get back. Anthony Simons, a favorable second-round pick. The Bulls just taking second-round picks left and right now. They go further. So they made a trade for Dario Saric last week. They end up trading him and Kevin Huerter for Jaden Ivey and Mike Conley from the Detroit Pistons and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mike Conley then gets flipped with Kobe White to the Hornets for Colin Sexton and Ousmane Dieng. I hope I said it right. Or Zhang. And 3 second-rounders. Gives them 4 second-rounders. They have now a team full of guards, just completely full of guards, and their tallest guy is 6'9". So congrats, that's fine. The reason I'm cool with it is because they needed to get rid of salary quick, and what they did is traded for guys on big contracts that are expiring at the end of the year. They're trading for young guys like Jaden Ivey that you want to keep, and now they have Ayo Dosunmu, Colin Sexton, and Anthony Simons are all on the trade block again if they want to get rid of it before, I guess, today's deadline on Thursday. That's what they're doing. They're opening it up, but they're getting a bunch of draft picks, and they're having trade fodder if they want to. And I love that because they've just been keeping guys on full contract and going 39 and 41 or whatever it is every single year, or 40 and 41 or 40 and 42. It's sustainable, but it's not good. And they've been sustaining that for 10 straight years. What are we doing?
What's crazy is they could have a lineup with two IOs in it.
How?
Who's the kid who's from Chicago? Io, what's his name?
Dosunmu, yeah.
Is that? Oh, okay. Never mind. All right.
You can have Io and Ivy. You could do that.
Io and Ivy. Okay, there we go. I don't know why he's named. I mean,
but
I get it. But
Kobe either White. Way, you get rid of Vucevic. Nice. Kobe White, I'm going to miss him, but he's on the Hornets now. We'll see how that ends up working out. The whole Kobe pointless. White, they're just going with the biggest guards they can find. Like, grab a 6'5 shooting guard, LaMelo Ball 6'7 playing point guard for him. Good riddance. Across the rest of the league, James Harden is traded yet again. I saw a tweet yesterday. So James Harden gets sent to the Cavs for Darius Garland in a second round pick. Darius Garland, high draft pick, pretty decent, not amazing. Go to the Clippers. He's probably going to play well. I saw a tweet that was like, James Harden reportedly upset in Cleveland requests a trade because that's how quick it's going to fucking happen. Because every single place he goes to, he's like, send me somewhere else, please. New waters for me. Is it a needle mover? I don't like it for him in the playoffs.
Well, I mean,
like
this doesn't help the Cavaliers at
not
all.
Really.
You get a subpar defender at best.
And a good scorer when he chooses to. But not
and
all
he
the time.
Shoots, he, you know, he's become just – he's become just complete pariah at this point. Like, it's like, oh, remember when he was good? But that's been a long, long time.
And he put up 50 in a game this year. And you're like, cool, he can do it once every 15 games when he's healthy.
He doesn't care to. He makes his money. He shows up and he does the minimum and he goes to strip clubs and throws his money around. And
which is, hey, by all means, but then show up the next game and play well, you know? So I don't love it for Cleveland. I think they want to change it up a little bit, but now it's the Donovan Mitchell and James Harden show. So they're going to score 150 points and play zero defense. That's what they're going to do. And mm-hmm. Hey, they got far last year and they can do it again. But the East got stronger, Mike.
Did it?
Trae Young got a friend over in Washington. The league's most disastrous franchise as the Washington Wizards get Anthony Davis from the Mavericks, who's been on the trade block. He goes there. They also get Jaden Hardy, D'Angelo Russell, and Dante Exum, former top five overall pick. I want to say top three. And the Wizards get the Mavericks get Chris Middleton, Marvin Bagley, 2 first and 3 second rounds.
Nice.
So for Luka, you get Marvin Bagley, Chris Middleton, a couple firsts.
Yeah.
Not a great trade for the Mavs overall.
Okay.
Gross. And then Jaren Jackson Jr., second overall pick formerly, best defensive player in the league for sure, goes to the Utah Jazz that are kind of mixing it up right now. Lonzo Ball got traded there. He got waived. And they get 3 first-round picks for Jaren Jackson. The Grizzlies get 3 first-round picks for Jaren Jackson, meaning that they traded Desmond Bane in the offseason too. They got 7 first-rounders for those two guys. Luka Doncic and Trae Young, 1 first-round pick for those two guys. How the
well,
fuck
that's
that
the most cooked trade of the century because LeBron's going to retire, and then the one piece in Cali is going to be Luka, and that's not going to move the needle.
And you'll keep Reeves. No, they'll be fine. They'll keep Reeves, and I don't know if Dalton Connect wants to stay, but it's just crazy that you could trade Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane, get 7 first-rounders, and Luka and Trae Young are worth 1. That's just not true. So it's like, how do you value first rounds? I don't know. The Bulls have 15 second-round picks now, which I don't know what they're going to do with it. But what they did, essentially, is cleared out all of the money and open up their cap space in the offseason. So you have to anticipate good moves coming this next year. You have to.
For the Bulls?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's like saying that, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're going to fill their cap because you got to. So if you have to, then you have guys that you can sign. They're going to have nobody on contract. You're going to have Buzelis.
The Bulls have never been capable of getting any free agents ever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But
They'll get the guy that everybody else passed on, and they'll be like, "See, we tried."
It can change. It's not like the White Sox, though, because they have to give them the Bulls,
Vince.
I know. I'm just saying.
We couldn't sign Carmelo. We couldn't sign D Wade.
We got Carmelo too for late. A day.
Yeah, we couldn't. we couldn't sign LeBron. We couldn't sign Bosch. We couldn't. No.
Yeah, but that was all one team that got one guy. It was a combo deal. They didn't want to get rid of Lou Aldang. I'm just saying, like, there will be guys.
Looking back, if you would have got rid of Lou Dang.
And then you would have kept, you would have got D LeBron Rose. And D Wade and D Rose on the same team. That would have been awesome.
We would have won four championships. Feels probably like in a row.
Not three, not four, not five. Remember
six,
that?
Not seven. That would have been the play. It would have. But then D Rose, turns out D Rose hates LeBron.
I think they were just heated rivals, you know, like that gay hockey show.
There's a gay hockey show?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
Yeah, it's like a hockey team. I haven't watched it. I've just been told by my friends that are just like, you should watch Heated Rivalry. And I'm like, why? It's like, it's awesome. Is it? It's just two guys that like each other, and they're also on a hockey team, and they're very good at hockey, but also it's a heated rivalry because they're also in love with each other. So it's a steamy, gay hockey show. And it's huge right now. It's huge right now.
I mean, if they're talking about crossing sticks, who knew that's what they meant, huh?
A romance set in the world of hockey. Shane Hollander and Ilya Rozanov are two stars in Major League Hockey, bound by ambition, rivalry, and magnetic pull neither of them fully understand. I don't know. I have feelings for you, but I'm also very good at hockey. It's like Sidney Crosby and what's his name? Jeez, why can't Alexander Ovechkin falling in love with each other?
So they play for different teams?
Yes. They're heated rivals.
Oh, man. Who decided?
I believe. I'm learning all this all
who
the time.
Who decided to make the gay hockey soap opera?
It's going off. People are watching it. Oh, God. I think it's mostly for the gays and gals, to be honest.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah. It's just like, look at these hot hockey guys that love each other, but also they play hockey. Like, I think that's what it is. And it's popping off, Mike.
All right, Vince. What else is popping off? Are the Bucks going to trade Giannis, or what's going to happen here?
So that's the conversation now.
Giannis.
So we have a lot of guys up there. You're on John Morant watch. You're on Giannis watch. You're on Zion Williamson watch. These are all teams that have either already started getting rid of people or bringing people in. So – oh, yeah, here's another thing. Jared McCain goes to the OKC Thunder for two first-round picks, or three first-round picks, one or the other,
okay.
Which is a great pickup for them, but it's just like now they're even deeper. So I don't know what the hell you're going to do if you're any other team playing OKC now, because they still have first-round picks after that. So they're just – they're all in. They're like, fuck it, let's win seven in a row. Be the greatest dynasty ever. You can if you want to. Some people are saying that the Minnesota Timberwolves are posturing for Giannis right now after dropping some guys. They have some openings on their team. Giannis and Ant would be fun. That's the talk. Cat's going to stay.
How are you going to?
New York's not making any moves.
Did you see the most zesty shit from Cat the other day? It was like that man.
It's all the time.
It's constant. It's talk about.
I love it, dude. I've come full circle.
Room's
awesome.
Turning because of the gayness.
It's awesome, dude. It's NBA's heated rivalry. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't follow me.
Oh, my God. It's the worst. So you think.
No, it's the best, dude. It's the best, dude. He's the best.
You had to plug Giannis. He's going to the
probably
Timberwolves.
Minnesota. I don't know, though. I don't know if he's going anywhere. If you look at the betting odds, it's staying put, and number two is the Chicago Bulls. And then number three is going to San Francisco and playing Golden State.
Do you think the Bulls are trying to move all these pieces around in the shuffle deck to get them? I don't think so.
But people are – Giannis bought property in the Chicagoland area recently, and he says he loves the Midwest, and he says he loves Milwaukee, and you're like, all right. I don't think that has anything to do with him wanting to come to.
He was also seen recently at a Greek Orthodox church.
Oh, so maybe he's going to get traded
in
to Greece.
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
No, he was in a Greek Orthodox church in Chicago, which there's a lot of them. So
Yeah. Oh, there's a ton of them. Yeah. But it's everybody's saying, all right, this guy said it on Twitter. This is just so dumb. I've been told that Giannis is signing his kids up for private school in Chicago. There's some social media posting around it, but my buddy heard from his buddy, and his buddy doesn't tell lies. His name is literally Honest Hank. There's a photo he showed. That's what they're saying. So the rumors are flying. There's nothing behind it. The Bulls have to make a deal or they're not. But all I'm saying is that the entire Bulls starting lineup, with the exception of Giddy, is gone. And Pat Williams, because you can't get rid of him. Because who the fuck wants him?
The Bulls are cooked. They're not going to be much better. They're 24 and 27.
You don't want them to be better, Mike. You want them to be worse.
It's the fucking Bulls, Vince.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is this computing?
Listen.
You don't want them to be better. You don't want them to be 500. You want them to be worse than 500.
If I had to throw a dart, the finals are going to be the Celtics probably and the Thunder.
But that has nothing to do with the Bulls, though. You don't want them to be 500.
The Bulls aren't
going to
be good for maybe another decade if we're lucky. Let's just go to a G League game the next time I see you. Go have fun.
I'm just saying they're clearly making moves to open up cap space, maybe tank for another year, and then have the opportunity to get a guy.
Who becomes a free agent next year in the NBA?
Let's see. Unrestricted, very importantly. Here we go. NBA is probably an important thing to add on there. We're looking at, drumroll please, LeBron James. Nope. CJ McCollum, Chris Middleton, Kristaps Porzingis, Tobias Harris, Anthony Simons, John Collins, Terry Rozier, Vucevic, Barnes, Powell, Sexton, Yusuf Nurkic, Zach Collins. Nobody for worth a shit at all. So.
Okay. So there you have it. Awesome. Yeah. Happy we had this talk.
Clear. Dude, you're acting like they're going to be good next year. That's stupid. Be bad for a couple years. Get some draft picks in. Do you understand how drafts work? So when you're bad.
Yes.
Okay, so Vince, hold on.
I know how drafts work, but the drafts haven't been worth the shit. We don't draft well.
If you're worse, you have a bigger percentage to get a higher pick. If you're worse, and if you're not as bad, then you stay in the middle, and then your percentage is less. So if you're 500, you're worse because you're never going to get that low. But if you're worse than 500, you're going to get higher in the draft. Is the idea?
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have this young talent, in Montaz Buzelis. Who's on a rookie contract right now. He's got 2 or 3 years left?
Something like that. Yeah, he's on his second year right now.
So he's got 2 or 3 years left. And then from there, he's going to do his very best to move the needle to get some things going, right? And then from there, you're going to waste his prime. Then you're going to trade him.
Maybe.
I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, but he's 22 right now?
Okay.
His prime's when he's 28, to be honest.
Okay, Vince. I'm just letting you know.
21. He's 21 years old. And again, you don't have unlimited salary space in the NBA. So they're going to fill it up just like they did with LaVine and DeRozan and all of them. But you want to have better players on the team. So if you tank for 3 years, you get a couple good guys, you sign a couple people, and Matas is 25. How is that bad?
I get it. It's just,
It's nice to see a plan. Place. It's nice to see a plan. Because you don't want
them
to keep
being. They don't have a plan.
How do you know? Clearly they do. Okay. They're selling the house.
Okay.
Okay, so if they keep all the guys, then they suck. And if they get rid of all the guys, they suck. You got to at least give them credit for doing something.
No, I agree. Hey, at least you're doing something. Regardless if you're pushing or pulling the rope, you're doing something.
Yeah, they've been freezing the rope for years. What are you going to do? It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a thing. All right.
Fun times, and maybe another trade's going to happen after we release this. So
I just
we'll
get
see.
So frustrated with the fucking Bulls. It's just
I'm with
they're
you.
Always in this perpetual state.
But now they're not
purgatory.
Now they're not.
basketball purgatory.
That this is what I'm saying. Now they're not. Now they're making moves to be bad so they can be good. You're not in purgatory if you got nobody on your team.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the thing. That's the thing. They're making, they're doing something.
There is the thing.
The thing is the thing, Mike, and that's the thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. Don't forget it. Don't forget it.
Don't you forget it now. Don't you forget it.
In college, Nebraska lost, and Illinois has a bunch of Eastern Europeans. That's all I got in college.
Yeah, I like U of I, man. They're a fun. strong team, and Purdue beat the piss out of Maryland last week, so that was kind of cool.
They needed to. Yeah, they needed to.
They definitely needed to. Yeah, and I'm just excited for the tournament to start. I'm going to Waste Management this weekend.
Hey-o, golf guy.
Oh, yeah. Mikey golfs, more so Mikey drinks. About to be a fun old time. I have no idea who's even playing.
Golfers, Mike.
No shit, Vince. I don't know which ones they are. I just hope they have fun, you know?
You're not going to take Brooks Koepka. All right. What are the...
I don't think any of the big wigs are playing. I think Ricky Fowler's in, which I do like Ricky Fowler.
Swag king.
He's rocking a hell of a mustache right now, and he always has some jazzy-ass fits. So I'm always down for jazz fits, dude.
Scotty's playing, Mike.
Is he now?
Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama, Sam Burns, Ben Griffin, Brooks Koepka, who I don't know if you heard this news. He's out of the Saudi league.
He's no longer a live
golf guy. He came back to the PGA, and the PGA has to give like a big chunk of money to charity to come back. They have like a couple of rules for that. They're like, all right, if you're coming back with us, like you gotta right the ship. So giving money to charity, all this shit. He's like, I'm done with this. I'm finished with this. So I can see a lot of people doing that. But Scotty, Brooksy, I say you put some money on Brooksy, dude. Feeling good back in the PGA. Come on. Tail Brooks.
Yeah. Yep. I view this as I'm just hope they have fun. I don't really have a dog in the fight. I'm going
to watch
Sunday.
Golf, right?
Yeah.
You're going on Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, that's final the last. You're going to watch the winner, dude. You got to watch some golf.
Well, yeah, I'm going to watch the winner. So Friday and Saturday are most notably known for just a drunk fest.
Yeah, yeah.
And last year I went, it was assholes to elbows, and I was like, this isn't so much fun.
Yep.
But Sunday is kind of the pocket because it's like, what else are you doing in the day on Super Bowl Sunday?
True. I didn't even think about that.
You're doing nothing. So I'd much rather have my weekend Friday, Saturday, go fuck around. I got one of the boys coming into town. We're going to go rock. It's going to be fun. Shout out to ZP. So ZP and I are going to just be running around, you know, doing hood rat shit. We might go to Supercross, dude.
Oh,
there's Supercross in town this week. Go see some real hood rat shit. I'm down. So it's going to be a fun weekend. I'm looking forward to that. And then from there, Sunday, we got a surprise for our listeners. We're going to be at the 16th hole on the Loge.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
The Loge.
Dude, the Loge, dude.
Isn't that
what
where
you know
you buy
about the
hardware
Loge?
And stuff?
No, that no.
Loge?
Or some
Loge department
some
stores. You talk about Loge.
Some may call
stores.
It the Lodge. It's the 16th hole where there's like a complete open bar and free food that's
sick.
Included in your ticket.
Okay.
So found out somebody was was like, if you think about it, GA tickets right now are like $150.
Okay.
This was $400.
But you get drinks and food.
All your booze and all your food.
Okay.
So it's like, where are you going?
I'm with it.
And it's you're in the shade. And then you can go walk around. So, I mean, for the price of doing business, if you're going to go all in on one day, $400.
You're a VIP pizzle, dude.
And you're VIPs.
Yeah,
right?
And you can get a nice rebate. That's what Home Depot doesn't do it, but Loge does, dude. That's what I'm
saying. Dude, Loge, dude. Robert Loge. R is in Robert Loge.
Rob Loge.
Rob Loge. Yeah, so I look at this as something that I'm like, okay. I look forward to this a little drunk event every year, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, 400, if you think about it, if you spent
$150. You don't have to justify it to me, Mike. I'm with
you. No, like truly think about it. I'm not justifying anything. But if you think about it,
for an event like this, it's like $150 for the ticket on a good day. And then you're going to drink, you're going to eat.
Yeah.
So, and I don't do things half ass. I full.
You're at the end of the course. You're going to see the winner walk through. Oh, it's a thing. Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Why shoot high when you can shoot low? That's what I say. That's the whole point of golf.
give me a little.
Hey,
we shoot Loge. All right.
The NFL, dude. It's the last week.
The final NFL. Well, kind of the final NFL segment of 2020.
Yeah, we're going to talk about free agency like next week. And then it's going to be the draft.
Yeah, I know. And then the draft. But it's like truly the last game. And I'm sad.
Yeah.
And football's over. And it was a fun season, people.
Yeah. That's why I'm like sad I'm not excited for this.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? Do you know?
Sorry, go ahead.
Like the three teams that were favored to be in the Super Bowl before like the season came, like so the odds before the 25 season. Give me the top five teams that you thought were in that list. So who had the best odds?
Philadelphia.
Yep, two.
To repeat. Kansas City.
Yeah, actually number 4 plus 800 at the time.
Baltimore?
Baltimore was actually number 1.
Whoa, okay. I like them coming into it. So I got 1, 3 and 4. Is that what you said?
Mhm. Mhm.
There's
two other teams, one in the same division as the Patriots.
I was going to say the Bills. The Bills were on my...
Yep, Bills are on that list. So Chiefs, Baltimore, Buffalo.
It's got to be another NFC team then.
Yeah, another NFC team was the
fifth. I feel like people were sucking the Packers off at the beginning of the year, so maybe them.
Packers were 6. It was Detroit.
Oh, the Lions. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, what, 3 of those teams didn't make the playoffs?
If you bet the Seahawks, it was 5,000
to
plus
one.
5,000.
Jesus Christ!
Or that would have put it at it wasn't. It was not like 50-1. That
it's 5,000 to one. Yeah,
insane.
You never know.
What are you gonna do, Vince? But that's not the case. The Super Bowl is the Seahawks and the Patriots, and this is a rematch of all rematches. They're gonna be playing in LA or San Francisco.
San Fran, yep. Outdoors.
The weather. Yeah. A nice little outdoor Super Bowl. I love it.
Want a fun fact, Mike?
Sure.
Not a single playoff game played this year has been indoors.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. In a world where everybody's playing in domes, we haven't seen a single playoff game this year be indoors. It's awesome. It helps that Bears won and the Seahawks were outside and they got the one seed and the Patriots got the one seed. Like, it helps that all those are the case. Okay, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the Bears to have a dome?
I go back and forth, but considering I wouldn't mind it. I mean, especially as a fan, if I could go sit in 70 degrees,
I'm with you.
Controlled stadium in the middle of December as a Bears fan and watch my team play and be happy and be nice and toasty and then, you know, have a parking lot that makes sense and, you know, pre-start my car before I walk out there and all the things. If I could do that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I just think like identity. You think cold weather teams, you think Packers, you think Bills, you think Bears.
Yeah.
Used to be Detroit, and then they succumbed to it. Bills are building a brand new stadium, no dome. Love that.
Is like all the technology that would keep it from having wind gusts and like certain, there's like temperature control areas and like awnings to keep snow
and
out.
And the fields heated properly. Like, that's the thing. I want the Bears to either do a Lucas Oil and make it retractable and then just never put it up unless you're doing like a concert, or don't do a dome and then have all of that technology and have it all heated and then do it that way. I don't want to lose the snow games. I don't want to lose them.
I mean, Vince, let's face it. If it was a retractable dome, they ain't opening that shit if it's snowing.
They should keep it open for any. They should have a rule that it's only retractable.
What's the point of it being retractable?
Concerts.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah. Why not, dude? Out with the new, in with
Listen,
the old.
You have Mr. Kevin who's at the helm. Okay.
Yeah, Kev. Big Daddy Kev. Yeah.
You got Kev who's at the helm.
Yeah.
And then you have Kev at the helm. He did the thing in Minnesota. He's going to do the same thing in Chicago, whether that's in Arlington Heights or at this stage of the game, Indiana. Who fucking knows?
No, fucking nowhere. Keep Soldier Field.
I wouldn't disagree with the fact that a dome, I get it, takes kind of the lore.
It steals some identity. You think like Bears, and then you see the Bears come, and you're like, dude, I hope it's 0 degrees when the Rams play them.
You think like, Detroit gives a fuck? Detroit's like, yeah, let's play inside. I love it.
Maybe with that run game, they probably would have won a couple more games.
I doubt it. I don't feel as if it's that big a thing. Now, I heard some Mike Florio, who's an analyst, I think, for NBC Sports. He claimed
What's his website called?
I don't know.
PF, Pro Football Focus, PFF?
Pro Football, yeah, PFF or Pro Football Talk, PFP. Talk,
PFT, yeah.
It's one of them. So he is claiming that in the next 5 years, he could foresee neutral site division and AFC championship games, which I personally believe is absolute bullshit.
I don't think I think he said he would prefer that. I don't think he said they're talking about that. Did he? Because if they are, that's bullshit. Who gives a fuck if you win the number one seed then?
Where there is smoke, usually there is fire,
sure, but every other sport has home field advantage. You should give home field advantage if you win. It completely disintegrates the point of having a regular season. Who gives a shit? If you clinch a playoff spot, then just stop. Don't play anybody for the next 7 weeks. Who cares?
Very true.
If it's neutral, who cares?
Yeah, it's quite neutral.
And like the seeding matchup, I get it, but you're just like, what do we even know? You need home field. You need it to be 0 degrees when Matt Stafford comes in with the Rams. Like, that's what I want. Or at least have your own fans there. Because you think Seattle's making the Super Bowl without those fans? Hell no. No shot.
Yeah. I don't know. I believe that if you're a good enough team, it doesn't matter where you're playing.
I agree, but come on. I mean, come on. I mean, you don't even know, dude.
Come on. Okay. I mean, the Bears thought that they had an advantage because of the snow versus the Rams. And that
they almost did. They almost did.
Almost counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. A lot of people say, you should have gone for two.
You can't call it not an advantage because they lose. Like, it could have been. It could have given them some bit of advantage. I don't even think of an advantage. I just think, like, if you're a Chicago Bears team, you should win in the snow. You know? It's an identity thing.
Yeah,
like imagine if Lambeau had a dome.
Booty. Yeah, well, Green Bay, dude, is a completely different culty type thing.
I'm with you, but then it's going to get to the point where it's like, oh, Bears are coming to Green Bay and they play in a dome. They're not ready for the cold. And like, that's brute. I can't be that guy. I can't be the air conditioned, the fucking heated seat guy.
Correct.
What are we doing?
It cannot be.
Anti-dome. I'm part of the anti-dome squad.
Anti-doming.
Yeah. And this is probably the last playoff ever we're going to get that there's all outdoor games. Probably the last one.
I doubt it.
Well, it's like, is Kansas City's new stadium going to be a dome?
Most likely, but that's not going to be built for like another 5 years.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of domes. There's a lot of domes.
Can't say it's going to be the last one, Vince.
It's a good chance.
There's a lot of domes out there. A lot of people are saying that the domes are taking over.
They are, dude.
We're going to send them into the
stadium. Everybody I know is getting dome.
They claim to like it. I hear it's great.
Everybody likes
it. I hear it's quite
dome.
Temperature controlled and lovely.
The NFL's full of a bunch of people trying to get domed, dude. That's all it is, all the time. We started the podcast.
There's a lot
about
of guys
that.
Out there preferring that they had dome.
That's what we started the podcast on. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's, there's a chance, but let's get to the real talk right now that we missed last week, Mike. We didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about Bill Belichick not getting into the Hall of Fame first ballot, along with Robert Kraft also now not getting into the Hall of Fame first ballot as well. Mind you, Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame, which means that Robert Kraft probably should be. And most importantly, Bill Belichick really should be.
Well, Robert Kraft got a rub to Zuck motherfucker in that massage parlor.
But is that
not by Corey and Trevor, I don't think, but he definitely got a rub to Zuck. And
is that not like why does would that matter for him going to the Hall of Fame? It's not a hall of a good guy. He's a good guy.
I think the NFL, I mean, Lawrence Taylor's in the Hall of Fame and right. He's ultimately not like the worst guy.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah, Ray Lewis killed a guy.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Marvin Harrison. But that was home invasion, so we got to give it to him.
Sean Taylor. I mean, he was amazing this time.
Well, yeah, he would have been in the Hall of Fame if he played the whole time. You can't blame him for that. That was, yeah.
R.I.P. Sean Taylor.
Dog. But I just think, like, if Bill Belichick doesn't get in first ballot, then nobody should. And I get they talk about, like, Deflategate and all of that stuff, and that's why people didn't vote for him, but, like, who are you going to put Sean McVay in if he wins three? First ballot? You can't because Bill Belichick won six.
I saw a meme the other day. It was like, all right, so this coach right here on the right has more wins than any other coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's won more playoff games than any other coach. Oh, well, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. No. Mm-hmm.
No, he deflated footballs.
No, he I mean, there was people. Like a whole deflate, it, like he spied on people. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's also been to more Super Bowls than any other head coach and has won more Super Bowls than any other head coach. Oh, well, that definitely makes him a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No. Yeah. How dare you?
It's the NFL and politics. It's like, if this is what it means, then okay.
It's just, yeah, again, like, I don't love Bill Belichick. I didn't love that Patriots run. It pissed me off most of the time. He's a Hall of Famer. And he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And if that's the case, then Brady's not getting in first ballot either because he deflated footballs and he spied. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, well, Tom will probably get in because he's out here thirst-trapping now.
He must.
Like, so he's like out there like reading books on his couch with like a hoodie on. He's like, so this is what you do on Sundays.
He regressed to a teenage girl. So quickly.
He's like,
This
is what you do on Sundays. I'm just reading this little bookie I got.
Oh, my God. I got to find the picture. He was so snuggled up, dude. It was so funny.
He's like, dude, this is what a Sunday without football looks like. I masturbated four times and I read a book.
Yeah, it's like, Tom Brady, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. It was so goofy. I can't even find it. There it is. Sunday routine. Come on, load. For the love of Christ.
Loge.
Do me a favor and loge.
Loge.
Loge for me. Loge for me.
Hey, do me a favor and get it loged, will you? Loge it up a little.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. There it is. Dude, it's even funnier looking at it. So the caption is, trying to keep himself. So, oh yeah. So this is what you do on Sunday. Think laugh emoji 100, laugh emoji 100. Here's my book. Here's me all cuddled up, dude. Look at him cuddled up.
Dude, he's like so thirst trapping right now. He's like, I banged Alex Earl.
Yeah. Any girls on here like reading?
Any girls in here like know how to read or want to teach me? I could read an awesome playbook.
It's too good. It's too wonderful. But hey, whatever, man. He's a retired 46-year-old man. He can do what he wants. He can snuggle up. He looks like he's 12, not 12, 18. So that works.
Well, plastic surgery and divorce will do that to you, you know.
True. You're either going to make you worse or make you look better. Now, into players actually playing, Mike. Jay Glazer, hot report off the presses right now. Max Crosby's time with the Raiders is, quote, most likely done, end quote.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
They were saying he's going to stay. I saw someone say like, hey, Clint Kubiak comes in here and gets Fernando Mendoza. The Raiders can go to Super Bowl.
Okay. Time to fuck out. But, no, first and foremost, no, that's mm-hmm. not happening.
Correct.
If you are Clint Kubiak and you come in and you're like, all right, I have no offensive line.
Yep.
I have maybe one of the best defensive players in all of football sitting right here saying, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to be here anymore. All right, dude. We'll put something together to make you happy, ship you somewhere that you can go do something. Then you get a slew of draft picks, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. If I'm a brand new head coach, I want the slew of draft picks.
Yeah.
I'm going to rebuild this thing from the studs out. I'll draft my quarterback. If that's Fernando, great. I have mm-hmm. a running back piece that's halfway decent. Now I got to go out and, you know, see who I'm keeping, see who I'm not keeping. And from there, you just roll it.
I'm with you. I mean, you have the commodity, and he's 28. Like, his best years are right now. So if you're not competing next year, which they're not because they're horrible, they were one of the worst teams I've seen in my lifetime, truly, last year. Like, go do that. Send him somewhere. And it was funny because the edit had him in a Dallas Cowboys uniform. I'm like, man, I wish there was a guy that could play for Dallas that's like a really good edge rusher. And maybe he's a max contract, but he's a top three defensive player in the league. I wonder if they could have found a guy like that. That would be cool. You're like, oh, yeah, they had him at the beginning of last year. They literally had that guy already. Like, what are we doing? Selfishly, I want him to be a Bear. So that's where I'm at with it.
I don't know that we're the team for him.
There's a lot of cost, but he likes the Bears, and he likes Caleb.
That's not up to him.
I know.
It's the business decision, right?
I'm saying there's a lot of cost. Send him DJ. Send him two picks. We're all right.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe.
I don't think DJ and two picks gets it done.
Three firsts?
Okay, but why mortgage your future on a guy who's 30 years old?
I'm saying three firsts is like...
No.
That's a lot of
like firsts. Miles Garrett, maybe, but no.
Yeah, I mean, Max Crosby's top three.
Okay, but can I go draft a kid in the second round like Mike Green, which would have been great for
us? Though, come on, don't even start with that. Mike Green getting double teamed every pass rush? No, he's not. No, he's not. Mike, you can look up the stats. He's not getting double teamed every pass rush. That's just not even true.
Okay, had a very productive year.
He's good. He's not Max Crosby. 41
tackles, 17 games played, and a half sacks, one fumble recovery.
Yeah, that's not Max Crosby.
I'm not saying it is, but he has a trajectory.
I believe that Mike Green is good. I've said this since day one. But you're getting a plug-and-play guy that can get you 12 sacks next year.
Yeah, okay. I think, if anything, you need to focus on the interior line before you need to focus on the exterior. Because what's your problem?
Anti-Andrew Billings right now, dude.
Andrew Billings needs to stop eating.
Yeah, that's true. And anti-Gervon Dexter, dude?
Gervon Dexter thought like it was going... I thought Gervon Dexter was on the road to becoming like a guy.
And a monster, yeah.
Proved to be like not so much of a guy.
Little poo-pooed, but hey, who knows? He can come back and do it again. There's going to be a lot of things to answer. We got Byers leaving, Brisker's out. Do you re-sign him? There's a lot of decisions to be made. But hey, Max Crosby might be on a new team next year, and hell, it might be the Cowboys.
And I don't think it's going to be the Bears. I could see the Cowboys being like, here's a bunch of shit.
Should've just kept Micah. The package is going to be the same. It's going to be the same package. So you're just taking in the package and then sending out the package in the same way.
Well, Jerry's going to say, well, Michael was not the right person, and now we have...
He wasn't hanging enough dong.
He wasn't hanging enough dong. You know, I got to see that piece before you're about to play on my line.
Jamie Foxx is like, leave me out of it. Why are you doing this again?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is like, yo, what's going on?
What the fuck?
I'm excited for the Super Bowl, man. But to your point, there's been some coaching movement before we talk about the Super
Bowl.
Brothers. Yeah, the Kubiaks. Another Kubiak looks to be placed, which is interesting. But yeah, Mike LaFleur. Elmhurst College
Oh.
Graduate. Yeah, played quarterback at Elmhurst College in Elmhurst, Illinois.
Okay.
Is now the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, old move, Cotton. We'll see how that works out. I just like that there's two sets of brothers right now coaching at the same time.
I just think it's funny that they're like, all right, you're up 21-3 at the half.
Yep.
Do you run the ball and try and just get the clock moving, or do you jinx it?
Depends on your situation, right, man.
He's like, who are you talking about right now? All right, you're playing the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy looks weirdly like you.
Yeah, this guy looks oddly like you, but you're not him. Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, I think it's a smart hire, but who's going to be the quarterback?
That's the age-old question.
Is it going to be Kyler Murray? I don't think it's going to be Kyler
Murray. I don't think it is, too. I think he's good as gone. You're in a situation where it's uncomfortable and you don't have much besides Trey McBride. Really? What else are you going to get?
You have Trey McBride. You have Maserati Marv Jr. And
who is he good?
Defense then. Yeah, he's good. I think he's a
is he as good as he's supposed to be?
One.
Yeah.
If he's in a real offense with not with a pew 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 pew.
Yeah, Jonathan Gannon. Who's a D guy?
Right.
He's a D guy.
And I think he'll figure out Kyler. I think Kyler in that system actually kind of makes sense.
I don't know. I think that ship sailed, Mike.
Where's he gonna go? The Jets?
Yep.
Okay, good luck. See, Justin Fields made the Pro Bowl, Vince.
Did you watch any of that?
What?
The Pro Bowl? Yeah.
Oh, it happened?
Yeah, it was last night. It was Tuesday.
What happened? What'd they do?
I don't know. They played flag football. I think it was like 62-58 or whatever.
Who won?
I think the NFC did. I think the NFC did.
Well, I guess they've stopped like, okay, like, all right. Yeah. The NFC won. Yay.
Hooray.
It was in San Francisco.
I have a squirrel moment. Have you heard of Jairus? Jairus, what's his name? Jairus Johnson, Mike.
No, can't say that I have.
Okay, so this guy popped up on my Instagram the other day. And when we said brother, it jogged it right into my memory and how angry brother. I was when I saw this guy. He has a song called Hell Yeah, Brother. And it's unbelievable. And I'm going to pull it up right now because I think he's being serious. And I can't stand it. It's driving me nuts. All right, there's the Instagram. You ready for this garbage? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's unmute it and start it over again. Oh, you don't have the sound. Okay. Can you pass me another? Hell yeah, brother. We getting lit as a mother. Oh, oh. Hell yeah. Shit yeah. Fuck yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Shit yeah. Fuck yeah. Fucking hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
Can you pass me another? I love that it's all Harley guy.
Hell yeah,
I love that it's all Harley guy.
Yeah, fuck yeah, brother.
I love that it's all Harley guys because that it just fits the mold so well because you know there's like a Harley guy out there in his fake tough guy jacket and yep. He has like a bunch of speakers on his bagger and he's like blasting that like at some like nasty Lake County bar and he's like, oh, fuck yeah.
Can you pass me another?
Yeah, fuck yeah, brother.
All right, you want to go through some comments here. This would headline the Coworker Music Festival. Uh-huh. If Sons of Anarchy was a musical, this is what they want at the Super Bowl instead of Bad Bunny. They wrote this after the AA meeting at a Denny's. Hell yeah, shit yeah, fuck yeah, brother. is the lyrics for that song.
It is truly a lyrical prowess of it, unlike the scene.
Blew my mind when I saw it, and I was like, I have to share this with somebody before I go insane. But that's what I get on my Instagram, kids. Anyway, the Bears lost their OC, Mike.
I saw that, Declan.
Mm-hmm. Declan, no! The Wonder Kid is gone.
Yeah, Doogie Howser.
Yeah, he offensive coordinator. I get why. No shade to Ben, but he's like, I want an opportunity to call plays. 28 years old, he's old enough to be a head coach at this point. Like, let him go and do it.
I know.
I get it, and then it's just like, bring in another guy. Rotate it over again. That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
That's also why you keep a coach that can call plays, because he's not going to be leaving.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that statement. I mean, Ben's going to call the plays. He'll slide in somebody else. Bieniemy is gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw Matt Nagy took the job as the OC in New York mm-hmm. for the Giants.
Don't love that.
I don't know what that's going
to
do.
Someone said, get ready to do your best. Remember when he used to say that?
Yeah, get ready to do your best and be you.
Yeah,
remember he had written a be you. I don't know. He doesn't encourage me to be like, that guy's going to build and groom our young quarterback. No.
It's just, there's going to be a lot of like hoorah going around with Harbaugh and Matt Nagy at the same time. There's going to be a lot of like, you're whoever you want to be, like going around there in the Giants like, locker.
Yeah. We're going to be whoever we want to be, man.
Harbaugh's a guy, but he's also surrounded by a lot of really good coaches and really good play callers. And Nagy's done it well for 1 year and horribly for two and not great for Kansas City. And Kansas City got rid of him for Bieniemy. That might mean something.
Little telling. Something. They were like, go get a head coaching job.
And then Andy Reid's like, can't believe he hasn't got a head coaching job. You're like, you got rid of him. Why did you get rid of him then?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason
for that. Very true. Okay. You want to talk about some prop bets for the Super Bowl before we
Let's do it, Mike.
I got some fun novelty props.
Gatorade?
I don't see the novelty props on that one, on this one.
Intrigue.
Yeah.
Intrigue. Because you got to go.
I see national anthem length over under 119 and a half seconds.
Who's singing it?
No idea.
Let me figure that out. 119?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. I usually know all this shit. Like, Charles Puth.
Charlie Puth?
Yeah.
The guy who tells you why things are like so
like ear candy? Yes. He's like, producer.
Because these sounds. Okay. So got the Gatorade 119, colors.
119 seconds. I don't think he's gonna hold it out long. He's not that kind of guy. So I would say under. But go on.
I would say, yeah, I would lean under for Charlie as well. The Gatorade odds, right now, orange is leading the charge.
I get it.
Yellow is second at 240 to 275. Blue at 240 and 300. Purple, 700 to 850. Red or pink, 900 to 1100. Clear or water, 900 to 1200. And then no Gatorade bath. There's none. Plus 25 or more.
That's going to happen to either of these coaches. Michael McDonald's too young. Vrabel's like consummate Gatorade bath guy. I think
we won the Super Bowl.
Gatorade bath, was it green or red? I can't tell, but I know it was delicious.
Orange makes sense because it's not a primary color of either team.
Yeah, I thought like the lime green would be cool for the Seahawks because it's kind of in their colors. But I would assume
that they would do a color that doesn't apply to each team. But they it's always they're looking at the odds and they're going to choose day of and be like, let's just do the one that's the lowest odds.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, really? You know?
Okay. NFL, of course, coin toss. You got two options, heads or tails. Your call.
I always go heads because everybody goes tails.
I'm feeling tails guy this year.
You did that last year and the year before.
Yep. Bad Bunny halftime outfit props includes bets on first song, the color of his outfit. Some people are saying he might wear a dress.
I believe that to be true.
Your thoughts on the racial ambiguity thing?
I don't have much, honestly.
Yeah, guys, dudes wearing skirts. You're into that?
No, I'm not into it. I'm kind of just like, I guess I get what they're trying to do.
I mean, as long as they're not fucking Scottish, it doesn't really matter.
It's like the Harry Styles doing it too. And I'm like, I get it, I guess, but like, whatever. Do whatever you want. I'm a consummate do whatever you want guy.
Bad Bunny's actually not a halfway decent actor, by the way. He's Action Bronson.
Bad Bunny's also going to put on a show. If people can just put on the race blinders that they're all seemingly going by right now and just watch the show, it's going to be lit.
I would go to a Bad Bunny concert and shake my non-existent ass.
I was going to say, I'll toss this little Italian ass across the floor. Like, it's going to be lit, but a bunch of people after they're going to be like, I didn't even know a word he's saying. Like, why are you even listening to the lyrics? Shake your little butt, dude. Get up Ron. Get up, old man Ron, and shake that ass.
Get up there, Todd. Shake some ass.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about Todd Monken's outfit. Did you see his outfit?
No. Is it brown?
It's hilarious. It's divorced dad outfit, and it's exactly what you want as a Cleveland Browns head coach.
Was he wearing a quarter zip?
He walked in. I'm pulling it up right now. I want to say it was a quarter zip. I want to say it was a button-up shirt, and it was a pair of light wash jeans.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Acid wash.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm excited.
Doc Martens?
I doubt it. I'm sure he was here. Let's go to Facebook.com to pull up this stuff because this is a very Facebook outfit. This right here is a football coach through and through. He's got a blazer. He's got a gray blazer with a light red shirt buttoned up all the way except for the top button and loose light wash jeans. And he's like, I'm here to get ready to play football. And you're like, that guy eats four bags of food.
Is that what he wore in his press conference?
I believe so, but at least it was his first day. Love it.
You don't wear a suit to your press conference like a fucking human?
He's the king of Lake Erie right now. If you're a Browns fan, I'm jacked to see that. Fuck it. He's all business. He doesn't want to go full suit. What are we doing? He's been around the game enough, you know? Mm-hmm. Someone just said, that's just Monk. I think that's just Monk, dude.
Dude, that's when just Monk.
Okay. When I'm wearing something that people don't like, I'm just going to be like, hey, that's just Monk. I don't know what to tell you.
That's Monk, cuz. 6'7".
That's what it is. It is what it is. What are you going to do?
First to score, Seahawks or?
Seahawks.
Total touchdowns, 2.5 each side.
For the whole game?
No.
So each side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, nah. They're good defenses, though. I could see the Seahawks scoring more than 2.5. I can't see the Patriots scoring more than 2.5.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the over-under, shall we? So, if you had to pin the over-under right now, what do you call them?
On this game? Oh, NFL's tough. 37.5.
Right now, odds are looking at 45.5, which I think is high.
45? They're going to score. This is a defense battle. This is what the whole conversation is about.
That's kind of what I'm feeling. I think we're going to lean on the under. Spread.
Seahawks by 3.
Seahawks, 4.5.
Mm.
Patriots are the underdogs.
Yep.
I believe whoever runs the ball better in this game is going to be the winner of the game. That's my
prediction. I'd like to agree. It's just you could air it out on the Patriots a little bit easier than you can against the Seahawks. The Seahawks are the best defense in the league. I have no question about it.
Yes and no, Vince, because if you think about it, Christian Gonzalez is maybe one of the best shutdown
players of a player. Right, but there's two sides of the field.
When we look at that, I would say that you got to overall be like, okay, well, you're going to shut down Jackson Smith-Njigba with him.
Not saying that that's their only weapon. Kenneth Walker is now pretty much the only option. Rashid Shaheed, who's an absolute dog. I would maybe throw a little prop on him to score. I think another guy has said maybe to score. Stephon Diggs or Hunter Henry. I could say one of those guys, their first Super Bowls, they're veterans. I always think a veteran's going to score in a Super Bowl because they've never been there.
Where did Hunter Henry start his career?
Chargers.
He was Chargers the whole time?
Yeah, for a long time.
Oh, I thought he started somewhere else because I thought Hunter Henry went to a Super Bowl.
I don't think Hunter Henry's ever been to a Super Bowl, nor has Stephon Diggs.
I know Diggs hasn't. I know that for show. For show.
Show.
Yeah, Chargers, 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 Patriots. Yeah. That's crazy. Yep. Okay, let's go. You want to go best defense. Who are you going to take?
Best defense in this game?
Yeah.
I think it's no question the Seahawks.
Okay. Better wide receivers.
On account of JSN, I mean, because
you can get Booty and Diggs, but then you're like, JSN, Rashid Shaheed.
Now we're peeling at straws.
Quarterback? Yeah.
They're very, I'm biased, Sam D.
Yeah, and then running backs, you got to give it to the Patriots probably because Charbonnet's not.
No, Kenneth Walker is one of the best in the league, man. I think.
Yeah,
Kenneth
but is Walker he better is than the duo?
Workhorse.
Ramondre and Travion Henderson. Well, that means the Seahawks are better at everything.
I mean, it's leaning that way. I think Sam Darnold has the ability to go to his hometown or home state to win a Super Bowl.
A couple miles south of Seattle, too, mind you.
Yeah, I understand. Sam D grew up in California, in Southern California, went to USC. Now he's back in California, granted NorCal, but he has the opportunity to win a Super Bowl in his home state as the starting quarterback of the team.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. It's you have that plus the fact that it's regionally the same place as Seattle. So it's just like you're basically in Seattle. Like Patriots have to go across the country and – you know, Seattle and California.
I mean, they're there all week, so I mean, the time difference isn't crazy.
I'm not talking about that. I know fans of the Super Bowl or whatever, like it's usually just rich people, but like it's a hell of a lot easier to get from Seattle to Northern California than it is from Boston to Northern California.
Yeah, it's all West Coast. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't disagree with that. The way I view this is like, okay, well, I would definitely state that right now I'm leaning Seahawks. It's difficult
I am too. I want them
to
win.
So if we're picking, it's not that I want them to win. I just think that's the way this goes.
Oh, now, I really want them to win.
Drake May has proven he's an absolute unit.
Yep.
I like Drake May a lot. I think he's one of the better young quarterbacks in all of football right now. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see two young guys. Now, did you see the conspiracy theory about the poster that the NFL came out with preseason?
They always fucking do this. Didn't they?
The two closest quarterbacks are Drake May and Sam Darnold.
I know. And it's all conspiracy. And they used to do the colors, and you're like, oh, the color's gonna tell you what team's in it. People are always gonna do that. It is weird that it was those two. I'll say that.
A little odd.
But like scripted? Come on.
Sam Darnold's grandfather's a Marlboro man, dude.
Yeah, what's his name again?
Dick Hammer.
Dick Hammer, what a guy.
Also
what a guy, dude.
Richard Hammer,
dude. I would love to get a beer with that
guy. So, do you have any prop bets you like? Anything of value that you're like, ooh, that guy's going to score?
Well, okay, so you're talking about prop bets. Can you bet on if the game is tied or if it's a one-score game and the Seahawks are – within 3 yards, they're going to run the ball because I'd bet that fucking 100 times over. But I know you can't bet that. So I would say okay. The odds are going to be so bad on a JSN score. So I would say maybe Rashid Shaheed score. Similar to the T. Higgins thing with the Bengals. It was like, well,
yeah.
Jamar's going to get double teamed and shut down the whole game. Like you got to put Jamar. Like you got to put money on T. Higgins to score a touchdown. So I would do that. Probably I would do Probably a Travion Henderson touchdown. I know this is tough. I would go defensive props. I'd say turnovers, whatever that's at. I'd take the over on that. I think there's going to be a couple turnovers in this game.
Okay.
Because your MVP? That defensive line, though, on Seattle versus, I know they've had a decent line this year.
Leonard Williams is a freak.
Big man. And that Patriots line is young and not great. They've been good. They've been serviceable. They're not great. Like, this team's going to eat lunch. MVP, the quarterback of whatever team. She's probably going to be that. This is the easiest way to go.
I think whoever gets like a pick six, I think that's going to be it. I mean, I'm interested to see what the betting odds are. I really like Kenneth Walker touchdown. I think for any time, that's a great one.
What's that, like minus 300?
I'm sure. It's high on the list. Now, I would also recommend like Hunter Henry. I think that is a wonderful prop bet. In my eyes, that looks to be the case, because also to add insult, Seahawks actually have had some trouble defending tight ends all year. And then Stephon Diggs, you know, he's never been in a Super Bowl, might be his last. I could see him getting in the end zone as well.
Cardi, so those are, is that a prop?
I'm assuming Cardi's going to be there.
Yeah, might imagine.
I'm assuming Cardi's going to be there. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I would lean on the fact that maybe going all the unders, because I could see, like, I could really see Vrabel saying, I'm taking him away.
Shut him down, Did you see, I forgot who did this, but someone did a breakdown on, it was Tom Brady. Talk about JSN and why he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, when he runs his routes, he keeps his shoulder square the whole time. Because like, a lot of receivers will like turn if they're going to turn before they do it. Mm-hmm. Like a little shimmy and then go. He's like, he stays square the whole time and then he just turns. And you never know where he's going to go. I was like, that's why Brady's better than Romo.
Because he can do that. Tom's reading a little bookie. Romo recently was on a podcast saying that there's going to be a team that is either playing two high safety or one high safety. And whoever chooses to run the ball in the two high safety wins the game.
Okay,
Romo. That's we'll good see. To know.
It's kind of a blanket statement.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, what is he? Eastern Illinois legend? Come on.
Eastern Illinois. Let's not forget that he also put in a dating contract to, I think, Carrie Underwood, or was it Jessica Simpson, that she could only gain so much weight?
I think it was Jay Simps, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because she had quite a weight flux.
Oh, yeah. She blew up like a little balloon. Mm-mm. She blew up the balloon.
Get some food in you, Jess.
She did think chicken and tuna were different or the same thing. So,
chicken in the sea.
Make the point. Chicken in the sea. have you seen that Audi and Cadillac are back in F1? Oh, yeah. Well, Caddy has never been in F1, but Audi's back in F1, and it's impressive.
Interesting. I could see that going. It seems like a perfect market for Audi, to be honest.
Framber Valdez to the Detroit Tigers, an agreement. Finally. $115 million. Dear Lord.
Oh, shit. And they're keeping Scoops?
I guess they're keeping Scoops.
They're in, dude. That pitching staff's pretty fucking good now, dude.
Yeah.
He was the only player left in free agency that was in the MLB top 100. So good on him.
Yeah. Shout out to
an AL Central team spending money. What a concept.
Hey, I met the hitting coach.
I know. Oh,
no, strength and conditioning coach. Yeah. We'll see what this team's going to be.
We'll see.
Go Sox.
We got time. We got time to talk about those boys.
We got all the time in the world, baby boy. Well, yeah. I mean, there's our Super Bowl predictions. I'm excited. I'm sad.
Touchdowns.
Love me some Super
Bad
Bowl.
Bad Bunny. Snacks. Those are the three things I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Your top Super Bowl snacky snack.
Buffy Chicks Dip, dude. Need a Buffy Chicks dip.
Rocks.
Love a little Buffy Chicks dip on there. I feel like there's got to be a thin crust tavern style somewhere.
Somewhere around. Got to be.
Eat a couple, two, three slices of a tavern style Buffy Chicks dip. Third thing. There's always like the French onion with the potato. Well,
FOD.
Yeah.
Well, FOD. Okay. Yeah,
a little FOD.
You know, what is it though about a little, you know, dude, I fuck with a pigs in a blanket, dude.
Yeah, I do too.
Little P&B, a little pigs
little
in a blanket.
Brown, little some... brown or Dijon must.
A little Dijon, dude. Mm-hmm.
Or like those nasty sugar meatballs that just slap.
Oh, the sugar meatballs are yeah, the cocktail the meatballs.
Fucking, just, the jam, you just put freaking disgusting grape jam, and ketchup, and shit in it. It's delicious.
It's so good.
So
it's
gross
so good
and yummy.
For whatever reason. And they're like, like they're more breading than they are meat for whatever reason.
Dude, yeah. It's just like, it's just sugar and balls. You're just shoving sugar balls in your mouth, dude. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Just shoving sugar balls right in my hole, dude. I'll eat like 80 of those.
Yeah, I will eat. I will ham those. Yeah, those are quite delightful. And then, I mean, you can't go wrong with a charcuterie board, dude.
Ooh, there's always some type of deli meat for sure. Or oh, like, yeah, oh, sure. Like party subs, dude. Give me a little bit of a party sub. I'll eat a little bit of that.
Fuck with a party sub, like Mr. Submarine, Scottie Pippen, Scottie Pippen, Mr. Submarine. Maybe a beef sandwich. I mean, we could go on for hours.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just like, there's always dips. There's always chips.
Do you think there's going to be a fatty that scores in the Super Bowl? Do we get a fatty touchdown? No?
There's always that up there, and it's very fun, but I don't see any of these teams pulling gadget plays out of their ace. I don't see McDaniels pulling gadget plays out of his ace this game. I think they're playing it pretty square and seeing who wins.
I think Kubiak is getting the head coaching job in Las Vegas.
He already is. Yeah, confirmed.
It's done. So I think he's going out with a bang and a bang.
Yeah, but like usually you need to know there's like an athletic guy out there. Like Taylor Decker did it. Sewell did it. They both did it with the Lions. Matt Nagy loved doing shit like that. Like I haven't seen them be too gadgety and playful with it. And you don't like when they play with – I don't like when teams play with their food. So it gets me all sketched out.
Don't
maybe
play with your food.
2 minutes left in the game. Seattle's up on the 3 yard line and they say, fuck it, let's throw it to a lineman instead of run the ball. And then it runs it back. Christian Gonzalez runs it back to the house.
could be.
No, that would be horrifying. That would be horrifying.
What's so funny to look back on that video? They have like ref audio of after they decided to throw it on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And basically the game was decided if you hand it to Marshawn. The one ref looks to another. Goes, I don't get it. Why didn't he hand it to Lynch?
Yeah, everybody in the world.
A lot of people claim that Russ is such an egomaniac that he wanted
he changed the play.
Some are saying that
that'd be so garbage. That would be so garbage enough so to just get rid of him the next year. Be like, I don't want him. You can't change the play at that point. Stick with what's good.
I'm telling you. Ooh, did your bald guy head coach get a head job? What's his name? Buffalo guy.
Daboll?
Giants guy. Yeah.
No, he did not. I don't think B. Ryan did, but I think he's an OC. I think he's an OC now.
Oh, yeah. It's the Titans hired him. I'm in
Yes.
Sala, dude.
It's Robert Sala's putting together a team full of former head coaches.
Kind of smart.
Yeah, I mean, if they're all, yeah. Because they not, I typed in Titans DC and fucking Titans for DC superheroes came up. Gus Bradley, former Jaguars head coach.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Daboll, former Giants head coach, and Sala, former Jets head coach, all on their staff. Good work. Bold move, Cotton. See how it goes.
See how it works out for him. See how it works out for him. All right, man. Well, I'll start partaking in the gay hockey show if you do, and we can have like a weekly update.
We'll have a heated rivalry
of our
own. Gay
hockey show vibes?
Yeah. GHSVs in.
What's that GHS? Gay hockey show?
Vibes, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd also like to point out Brockmire's on Netflix, and if you've never watched Brockmire, please do. Fantastic.
Okay.
Baseball.
Yes, sir.
All right, people. Well, as always, we thank you for joining us for another lovely week of the Taxi Squad podcast. If you haven't yet, like it, follow, share it with a friend. Of course, call in, air it out. Give us your thoughts, 312-725-2107. And of course, we'll give you some fun new content. Last week, I was going to post it, but
you know, I'm not going to lie, the vibes were not checking out. Vince was a little sleepy guy.
Dude, it was midnight in Orlando. Dude.
Vince just doesn't do road shows the way your boy does road shows.
I can, but if it's not at midnight, why were we recording at midnight?
Vince, you don't know?
Because I had to go to dinner. I had to go do bada bing. Like,
he was a tired little guy. Like, every video I went to go edit, of us, you were just like, well, yeah, dude. So,
if I could do a road show, Mike, if I could do a road show and we record at like 7, I'll be fine. It's just, it was too late. And I know that was of my own doing.
Tired boy.
It's too late. Sometimes people get tired, Mike. Okay.
Oh, I would know. I would know there, Playboy.
Yeah.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you joining us in another week of the Taxi Squad podcast. And of course, see you next week.
Peace. Talking Tales with Mike and Vince. Oh, you know. Jazzy beats while we dispense. Yeah, you know.